Welcome to Inland Empire Baseball, coming to you worldwide at 66ers.com. Now, here's the voice of the Sixers, Steve Wendt.
Well, not Steve Wendt tonight. Jason Schwartz in for Steve, who is on assignment tonight and will be on assignment as well tomorrow. He'll be back on Sunday filling in, and happy to bring you Inland Empire 66ers baseball live from San Manuel Stadium. Tonight, the 66ers host the Fresno Grizzlies in Game 4 of a six-game series. The 66ers coming in 7-16, winners of three in a row. They've taken the first three games of this six-game series, starting off May the right way after a rough April. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies come in at 13-10. Fresno, the California League affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and of course the 66ers, the California League affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. Last night, the 66ers made it three in a row with a 3-1 victory over Fresno. It was Gonzalez getting the win in relief after 2 1/3 of scoreless baseball. And Inland Empire scoring two in the bottom of the eighth inning. That was the difference. So again, three consecutive wins for the 66ers, trying to make it four in a row tonight. Tonight, Inland Empire sends left-hander Francis Teixeiro to the mound. He comes in with an 0-1 record and an ERA at 3.5. And on the mound for the Fresno Grizzlies, right-hander Jack Mahoney, two wins, two losses, an ERA of 3.98. Tonight, a big night here at San Manuel Stadium as the 66ers debut their new identity, the Pachucos de San Bernardino. Highly anticipated new uniform and new Copa identity, as we'll tell you more about that as the night goes along. But the 66ers sporting some brand new jerseys, wearing them for the first time here in front of what is shaping up to be a big crowd here at San Manuel Stadium. Well, we're so happy to have you with us. A beautiful night, a little bit hazy, but not a cloud in the sky. Temperatures in the 70s, and the Grizzlies and 66ers about to go head-to-head game four of this six-game series. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back as the San Manuel pregame show continues. We'll have the starting lineups for you in just a moment as we get you set for the Sixers and the Grizzlies from San Bernardino.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hi, if you're shopping for a new or pre-owned Toyota, we always have the area's lowest prices, the easiest financing, biggest trade-in values, and the best selection with friendly, personalized red carpet service before and after your purchase.
Before you lease or buy anywhere, visit us right here at Toyota Redlands or online at ToyotaRedlands.com today and save.
Toyota Redlands, Toyota Redlands.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody, to San Manuel Stadium and the San Manuel pregame show, getting you set for the 66ers and the Fresno Grizzlies. Again, game four of this six-game series. Sixers being announced out onto the field right now. Each 66er player running out with a trio of kids lucky enough to join them out on the field. And again, Inland Empire, three wins in a row to start this series, trying to make it four straight tonight. Last night, as we mentioned before, a 3-1 win for IE. It was Joe Redfield's two-run double with one out in the bottom of the eighth that proved to be the difference. Up to that point, it had been a tremendous pitcher's duel with IE starter Barrett Kent and Fresno starter Austin Emener, each allowing just one run over six innings of work. Both of them struck out seven, and each of them walked two as well. And again, it was Henry Gonzalez who picked up the win. 2 1/3 no-hit shutout innings, and Jose Fermin picked up the save. Tonight, it's Francis Tuxedo on the mound. He has taken the mound along with his 66er teammates. Both teams coming out onto the lines in front of their dugouts for the national anthem. And we'll step aside here and let you listen in as the anthem is played tonight in front of a Friday night crowd at San Manuel Stadium. And the national anthem tonight performed by the Danza Middle School Band as they make their way off the field to the left side. 66ers on the field with Francis Tuxedo about to make his warm-up pitches. And as he does, let's give you the starting lineups for tonight's game. First for the visiting Fresno Grizzlies, the California League affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. They come in at 13-10. Led by manager Steve Solis. Leading it off for the Grizzlies, the designated hitter Jake Snyder, leading all of professional baseball, including the big leagues, in on-base percentage. Batting second, playing shortstop, Braylon Wimmer. Batting third and playing third, it's Andy Perez. Batting cleanup, the first baseman, Jason Hinchman. Batting fifth at second base is Tevin Tucker. Batting sixth in right field, Felix Tena. Batting seventh and doing the catching, it's Darius Perry. Batting eighth in left field, E.J. Andrews Jr. And rounding out the order in center field for Fresno is Caleb Hobson with Jack Mahoney on the mound. So again, for the Grizzlies, it's Snyder the DH with Wimmer and Perez to follow. Then Hinchman, Tucker, Tena in the middle of the order. Perry, Andrews, Hobson, the bottom third. For IE, 7-16 overall, led by manager Dave Stapleton. His lineup starts with Christian Garcia at third. Joe Redfield batting second and right. Anthony Skull bats third and plays center field. Emmanuel Vargas batting cleanup at first. Juan Flores batting fifth, doing the catching. Kevin Castillo batting sixth and left. Adrian Blasencia batting seventh at shortstop. Randy DeJesus, the DH, bats eighth. And Johan Macias batting ninth at second. And the first pitch inside on Jake Snyder and hits him. Got a good piece of the jersey, and he'll take his base. So we are underway. First pitch right on the money at 6:35, and Francis Tuxedo hits the first batter he faces. So Snyder, who we just mentioned, leads all of professional baseball in on-base percentage, does what he's been doing. He gets on base, and now he leads with Vargas holding him on as the right-handed hitter Braylon Wimmer stands in. First pitch, and that's in for a strike. Caden Gustafson is the home plate umpire tonight. Riley Bauman is the umpire on the bases. Tuxedo from the stretch. The lefty kicks, delivers, and it's down and in. Ball 1-1-1. Wimmer hitting .271, four home runs, 11 runs batted in. Right-handed batter wearing number 3 in the pitch to him. Swung on, lifted to center, back and angled to his right, the center fielder Skull. Just in front of the warning track, he pulls up and brings it in for out number one. Well, Wimmer hit it well, but it's out number one. Fastball, inner half of the plate. And got a lot of it, but not enough of it. Now it's Andy Perez who steps in. Third baseman for the Grizzlies. It's hit safely in the first three games of this series and 21 of 22 to start the season. Runner at first, kicking the pitch from Tuxedo, and that one catches the outside corner for strike one. Nothing and one the count. No score just underway. A runner at first base. Jake Snyder was hit by the first pitch of the game. He takes his lead. Infield, double play depth. And the next pitch, runner goes, pitch is taken outside, throw from his knees, down to second, it's in time. Flores throws out Snyder trying to steal second base, and Snyder never even popped up. He threw that one from his knees, and he threw a perfect strike. And those of you watching on the MILB TV feed can see it. Just a perfect throw right into the path of the runner just off the base, and the tag applied by the shortstop Plasencia. And now, Perez showing bunt, pulls it back and takes a called strike. And the count on him is 1-2. So that's a nice way for Flores to help out his battery mate and erase the leadoff hit by pitch. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Nobody on base. Shortstop shaded up the middle. Left-handed hitting Perez, and the left-handed pitching Tuxedo deals. Breaking ball down and away, waved at and missed. Perez strikes out, and that ends the top of the first inning. Tuxedo looking pretty sharp after the leadoff hit by pitch. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. On to the bottom of the first. 66ers coming to bat against Jack Mahoney. No score.
Want to get into the next 66ers game for free? Listen up. Catch a ride on Omnitrans and get a free ticket. Local Omnitrans buses serve the San Bernardino Transit Center, which is right next door to our stadium. And if you ride the bus to the game, you can sit in the Home Run Hill section for free. Just show your bus ticket at the entrance of the ballpark. Check out everywhere you can go on Omnitrans at omnitrans.org.
Did you know you can save 3 lives with just 1 blood donation? When you give blood at LifeStream Blood Bank, your donation goes to local patients at your area hospital. The need for blood is constant. Without blood donors, hospitals would not have the products they need for life-saving treatments. Find your nearest LifeStream location by visiting lstream.org or calling 800-TRY-GIVING. Will you save a life today?
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Scoreless top of the first inning for Inland Empire starter Francis Tuxedo, and now the right-hander Jack Mahoney takes the mound for Fresno. And up to the plate comes Christian Garcia to lead things off. So mentioned that the 66ers tonight are debuting their Pachucos de San Bernardino uniforms. And the tops of the uniforms, like a cream color, off-white, with black pinstripe pants. Mahoney, a right-handed pitcher. First pitch here, swung on and promptly lined into left field for a base hit. Garcia does not waste any time, and both teams get a base runner on the very first pitch. Nice for Garcia to lead off with the single. Came in struggling, batting 179. Now he stands out at first base as Joe Redfield steps to the plate from the left side. Well, it was Redfield's double last night that was the difference in the game. A two-run double in the eighth. Broke a 1-1 tie. 66ers would win it 3-1. Third straight win for the club as Mahoney delivers the first pitch in for a strike, a fastball, a nothing and one. So 66ers, after going 4-16 in April, have won the first three games here in May against a good Fresno club. Kicking the next pitch, bunted by Redfield, and he bunts it foul back of the plate. He's quickly in an 0-2 hole. Joe comes in, batting 267, a home run, a dozen runs batted in. Steps back in, slightly open stance from the left side. Garcia takes his lead, middle infielders pinch the middle. 0-2, the pitch, swing and a miss at a high fastball, and Redfield strikes out. Here comes Anthony Scull with Garcia at first base and one away. So yeah, these 66ers Pachucos de San Bernardino uniforms, the cream tops, gold numbers on the back, black pants, gold pinstripes, and they wear matte black helmets. Scull standing in, first pitch, he swings, fouls it back, 0-1. Anthony, 284 hitter with a home run and seven RBIs. Grizzlies are in their usuals, the gray road tops, gray road pants, Fresno across the front of the uniform, red numbers on the backs of the jerseys, and they wear black caps. Pitch swung on, fouled off to the left out of play, and another 0-2 hole for a 66er hitter. Actually, looking a little bit closer, the number on the back of these Pachucos uniforms, it's like a deep red, maybe a little bit of gold trim there. Next pitch, swung on, shot foul up to the left onto the berm. Scull was late, but able to stay alive. Sun setting to our left. We've got some shadows streaking across the field. Mix of sun and shadow in left and center. Right field in sunshine. 0-2, the pitch, and it's down and inside, backhanded by the catcher, Perry. One ball, two strikes. No score here in the bottom of the first inning. A leadoff base hit for Garcia. He's at first with one away. Emmanuel Vargas on deck. 1-2, Mahoney the pitch. And it's popped up left side into shallow left field. Shortstop Wimmer makes an easy play. A few steps onto the grass. And there's two out for Emmanuel Vargas. So Jack Mahoney, two wins, two losses coming in, 3.98 earned run average. He comes with a full arsenal of pitches, fastball, sinker, curveball, slider, changeup. Fastball usually 94 to 96. Pitch here to the left-handed hitting Vargas is taken low, ball one. Struggled his last time out. He pitched against San Jose, took a loss, gave up six runs on seven hits in four innings. Fresno lost that game 7-5. 1-0, next pitch to Vargas. Inside off the catcher's mitt, and it goes all the way to the backstop. That allows Garcia to take second base. And assuming that's a pass ball. Quick meeting as Perry, the catcher, goes out to talk with Mahoney. Mahoney, third-round pick last year. He's 22 years old, born in Illinois, went to the University of South Carolina. Obviously, he pitched there, but he also did a little bit of hitting as well. He's a two-way player for multiple years. 2-0. Swing and a line drive left center field. This one's going to get down and played on a hop by Castillo going to his left. Around third into score Garcia as Vargas trots into second. He gets there standing without a play. It's an RBI double, and the Sixers lead it 1-0. So Mahoney, a fastball up and over the outer part of the plate, and Vargas just went with it. Into the gap in left center, Castillo didn't read it all that well at first. He wouldn't have been able to make a play either way. But kind of awkwardly had to field it on a hop with his bare hand, almost overran it. Made it Vargas an easy double there as the first pitch here to Juan Flores is grounded into right field for a hit. Vargas being waved home. Throw comes all the way to the plate from Tena, and on the fly, Vargas tagged out. He did not even slide. A ground ball base hit to right, and Felix Tena with a perfect throw to end the inning with the out at home plate. And the ball was waiting for Vargas, and Vargas again did not bother to slide. But Vargas does drive in the first run of the game with an RBI double, and the 66ers have a 1-0 lead on Fresno as we move to the second.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Switch to Verizon's 5G home internet starting at $35 per month. With auto pay and select 5G mobile plans, the price is the price, guaranteed. No surprise price hikes and no equipment charges or hidden fees. Call 1-833-VERIZON to switch today. Again, switch to Verizon's 5G home internet starting at $35 per month. With auto pay and select 5G mobile plans, the price is the price, guaranteed. No surprise price hikes and no equipment charges or hidden fees. Call 1-833-VERIZON to switch today. 5G home plan at $35 per month when combined with postpaid mobile unlimited plan that includes 5G ultra wideband. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. Availability varies, subject to credit approval. Price guarantee for 2 to 3 years depending on the internet plan. For new Verizon home internet households who have not subscribed within the last 90 days, applies only to the then current base monthly rate exclusive of any other setup and additional equipment charges, discounts, or promotions.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium. Jason Schwartz in for Steve Wendt tonight. Great to have you with us. 66ers getting a run in the bottom of the first inning on the Vargas double. And now it's Tuxedo back to work. First pitch, a strike to Jason Hinchman, the Grizzlies cleanup hitter. Nothing in one. Next pitch, Hinchman checks his swing. They appeal down to first. Swing, says Riley Bauman, and Hinchman in a quick 0-2 hole. Hinchman, 3-10 batter, no homers on the year, 5 RBIs, off speed, swings and misses at the 0-2 and strikes out. Second strikeout for Tuxedo. And there's one gone in the top of the second inning. Tevin Tucker stepping to the plate, batting .298, a homer, and 6 RBIs. First pitch, Tucker looks at one high. One ball and no strikes. Next pitch, he swings, lifts one down the left field line, hooking and going foul. 1-1. Tuxedo from the windup, and the 1-1 off the plate away. Two balls and a strike to Tucker. Felix Tena on deck. Tena threw out Vargas at home plate to end the bottom of the first. The 2-1. Fastball, good spot on the inside corner. That evens up the count at 2-2. 2-2. And the pitch. Just inside. And the count goes full 3-2. Francis Tuxedo. Last pitch on the 27th at Visalia. Got a no decision. Gave up 4 runs, 3 of them earned. Over 5 2/3 innings. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. As Tucker went after an off-speed pitch low. That's back-to-back strikeouts and 3 in a row retired by strikeout going back to the end of the first. Here's Felix Tena. Tuxedo kicks and delivers, and the pitch fouled back, nothing and one. Tena, right-handed hitter. Darius Perry on deck in case Tena's able to extend the inning. Oh and one. And the pitch popped up foul, back out of play, 0-2, and now Tuxedo has a chance to strike out the side. Tuxedo struck out 5 in his last start. 0-2. Off speed, waved and missed. And Tena way out in front of that one. That's 4 straight strikeouts for Tuxedo as he strikes out the side here in the second. We go to the bottom of the second inning. 66ers 1, Grizzlies nothing.
Hi, this is Hall of Famer Carlton Fisk. Make your plans today to visit Cooperstown and the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum. Reconnect with your memories of the game and make new memories with your family. Check out baseballhall.org today for more information.
Carlton Fisk had a lot of little boy in him right there, Joe.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Right here.
Hi, if you're shopping for a new or pre-owned Toyota, we always have the area's lowest prices, easiest financing, biggest trade-in values, and the best selection with friendly, personalized red carpet service before and after your purchase.
Before you lease or buy anywhere, visit us right here at Toyota Redlands or online at ToyotaRedlands.com today and save.
Toyota Redlands, Toyota Redlands now.
Bottom of the second, 66ers coming to the plate, leading Fresno 1-0. Kevin Castillo to start things off, followed by Adrian Plasencia and then Randy DeJesus. And Jack Mahoney back to work. The right-hander's first pitch to the left-handed hitting Castillo is swung on and popped up foul, back out of play. 0-1 the count. A nice top of the second for Francis Tuxedo. Struck out the side. All 3 strikeouts swinging. 0-1. Swing and a fly ball hit deep to right field. Tena going back. He's looking up. And this one high off the top of the wall. Into second. Stopping there. It's Castillo. Just missed hitting it out. The high wall kept it in. But he's got himself a leadoff double. And the 66ers are right back in business. Runner at second with nobody out. So that's now 3 straight hits for 66er hitters. And already we're going to get a mound visit here. Rolando Garza, the pitching coach for the Grizzlies, going out to have a chat with Mahoney. Remember, the bottom of the first ended when Vargas was thrown out at home plate on a base hit to right field. So three straight hits and four total for the 66ers. Trying to add to a 1-0 lead as Adrian Plasencia gets ready to step in at the plate. Plasencia, 140 hitter, two homers and three runs batted in. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Castillo leading from second base. Mahoney the stretch. And the right-hander comes home. First pitch. That's a changeup for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Mahoney was Fresno's opening day starter. Pitched very well on opening night. Five innings, one run, four hits, struck out eight. The pitch swung on and missed. Plasencia coming up empty. Mahoney ranked as the number 20 prospect in the Rockies organization, according to MLB Pipeline. Already a California Pitcher of the Week this year. 0-2. Swung on. Plasencia gets a piece, fouls it back towards the screen. And we'll do it again, 0-2. 1-0 Sixers playing tonight as the Pachucos for the first time, their new Copa identity. No balls, two strikes, and it's a pickoff throw to second base. And a balk is called. That was a very awkward pickoff play, but it might not stand. Let's see. Caden Gustafson, the home plate umpire, walking out to talk with Riley Bauman here. And Mahoney kind of awkwardly turned and threw. And, yeah, they're going to send the runner back to second, I'm pretty sure. As Riley Bauman walks over to third base, chatting there with Dave Stapleton, and they send him back. From up here, and of course the umpires have a much better view, but I didn't see a balk. It was awkward. Mahoney kind of turned and then threw to the shortstop, Wimmer. Wimmer was nowhere near second base, so it wasn't anywhere close to an actual pickoff attempt. But no balk is called. Ultimately, they reverse it, and Stapleton didn't have much to say about it. As the next pitch misses outside, it's 1-2 to Plasencia. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Runner at second, 1-0 Sixers in the second. And the pitch swung on and missed, off-speed down and in. Plasencia badly fooled. It's the second strikeout of the game for the righty Mahoney. One down here in the second inning. And Randy DeJesus, the DH, steps in. DeJesus, the big right-handed hitter, open stance, waiting in the first pitch. Off speed, swung on and missed. Looked like a slider. And is 0-1. Next pitch, another swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. This is not the first time these 66ers have seen Mahoney. He pitched against them in Fresno back on April 12th, his second start of the season. He took a loss in that game, gave up two runs on five hits over 5 1/3. 0-2, the pitch. And a slider misses outside, 1-2. One, two. Fastball swung on and missed. Up and in. DeJesus went after it and came up empty. 95 miles per hour registered on the radar gun here at San Manuel Stadium. So now two down with a runner at second. And the 66ers trying not to squander this great opportunity. They've got Johan Macias at the plate. First pitch to him misses outside for ball one. Macias. Switch hitter batting left-handed. 1-0 the count. Castillo leading from second base. And Mahoney's pitch swung on and missed, evens the count 1-1. Christian Garcia, the leadoff hitter, is on deck. One ball, one strike. And Mahoney comes home. Pitch swung on, grounded sharply to second. Off Tucker's glove, picks it up, has no play, and that'll extend the inning. A two-hopper came up. He got the in-between hop, went right off the heel of his glove. He's lucky, and the Grizzlies are lucky, that it didn't deflect too far. If it had, Castillo would have been able to come around and score. But kicked off to his left, he quickly picked it up. And now, on that E4, the 66ers have runners at the corners with two down for the top of the order. Garcia standing in. Garcia, switch hitter, hitting from the left side. And Mahoney's first pitch to him is taken up and away. Change up, one ball, no strikes. One run, four hits for the Sixers. Thirsty for more. No runs, no hits, and an error for the Grizzlies. 1-0. And the pitch. Change up again. This one in there for a called strike, 1-1. Mahoney looks over at first. Set to the chest. The 1-1. High ball, 2-1. Garcia singled his first time up. He's 1-for-1. Singled on the first pitch of the game, a line drive to left field. First pitch of the game for Mahoney. 2-1 now the count. Shortstop shading up the middle. The pitch swung on, popped up. Shallow left field towards the line. Perez, the third baseman, going out. Left fielder Andrews in, and it's Andrews to make the catch and end the inning. So the Sixers get a leadoff double and get help, a two-out error, but they come up empty. No runs, one hit, one error, two left. We go to the third. It's Inland Empire 1 and Fresno nothing.
For more than two decades, the Sandman Well Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The Sandman Well Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The Sandman Well Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sandmanwellcares.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Right now, Toyota Redlands, Toyota Redlands.
Hi, if you're shopping for a new or pre-owned Toyota, we always have the area's lowest prices, easiest financing, biggest trade-in values, and the best selection with friendly, personalized red carpet service before and after your purchase.
Before you lease or buy anywhere, visit us right here at Toyota Redlands or online at ToyotaRedlands.com today and save.
Toyota Redlands, Toyota Redlands now.
Want to know the count on Darius Perry starting off the top of the third. Next pitch swung on, lifted to right towards the line. In comes Redfield, and he's there to make the catch. One up, one down for Fresno here in the top of the third. Sixers leading it 1-0. And E.J. Andrews Jr. to the plate. Francis Tuxedo hit Jake Snyder to start the game. Snyder was caught stealing. Tuxedo has retired everybody since. Six in a row set down. First pitch here, fastball in there, strike one to Andrews. EJ batting 169, a home run, seven runs batted in. Takes the next pitch up and away, one ball, one strike. Now down and away, two and one. Tuxedo, the lefty, deals, and it swung on, fouled off to the right. That even the count at 2-2. Caleb Hobson, the number nine hitter, on deck. Next pitch, here it comes, and it's up and away, ball three, full count. One out, nobody on, 3-2 on Andrews, right-handed hitter. And Tuxedo steps back, kicks the leg, comes home. Swing and a miss. Off speed, another one. And Andrews down on strikes. Five strikeouts now for Tuxedo. And that changeup really working for him. I mean, he is really keeping these Fresno hitters off balance. Here's Caleb Hobson. Right-handed batter. And the first pitch in for a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. So all five strikeouts for Tuxedo. Coming swinging. Off speed, swung on and missed, 0-2. And it's not like he's doing it with hard stuff. I mean, his pitches, they're no Max Verstappen in a F1 car. But these Grizzlies hitters are way out in front. And he's hunting his sixth strikeout right here. 0-2. The pitch. Taken high. One ball, two strikes. One nothing Inland Empire. The next pitch here. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Called third strike. First strikeout not looking, or rather, first strikeout not swinging. Sixth strikeout of the game for Tuxedo one time through the order. And we are done with 2.5 at San Manuel Stadium. It's the Sixers 1 and the Grizzlies nothing.
Want to get into the next 66ers game for free? Listen up. Catch a ride on Omnitrans and get a free ticket. Local Omnitrans buses serve the San Bernardino Transit Center, which is right next door to our stadium. And if you ride the bus to the game, you can sit in the Home Run Hill section for free. Just show your bus ticket at the entrance of the ballpark. Check out everywhere you can go on Omnitrans at omnitrans.org.
Did you know you can save three lives with just one blood donation? When you give blood at LifeStream Blood Bank, your donation goes to local patients at your area hospital. The need for blood is constant. Without blood donors, hospitals would not have the products they need for life-saving treatments. Find your nearest LifeStream location by visiting lstream.org or calling 800-TRY-GIVING. Will you save a life today?
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Moving right along, bottom of the third inning, and Joe Redfield started off for the 66ers. 1-0, Inland Empire on top of Fresno. Redfield struck out swinging his first time up against Jack Mahoney. And the right-hander's first pitch here in the bottom of the third misses high, ball one. 66ers scoring their run in the first. Had a chance for a run in the second. Left runners at first and third as the next pitch to Redfield. Left-handed batter looks at one in the dirt. Two and oh. Mahoney steps back, kicks the leg. He comes home and just misses off the outside. Three balls, no strikes. Mahoney, where's number 19? Mentioned he was a third-round pick last year out of South Carolina, 3-0. And that one at the knees for a strike. Redfield appeared to be taking all the way, 3-1. Three strikeouts so far for Mahoney. 3-1 to Redfield. Low ball four. So for the third straight inning, Inland Empire has a leadoff man on base. First walk of the game issued by Mahoney. And the batter now, Anthony Skull, the number three hitter in the order. Skull 0 for 1, popped out to shortstop his first time. Came in hitting 284 with a home run and seven RBIs. And we have got a pitch clock violation on the batter, Skull. Skull took too long to get in the box, and so he's behind 0-1. Just like that. 0-1 the pitch. Swing and a fly ball hit to deep right field. Tenna back at the track, at the wall. He's out of room, and it's off the wall. Bounces towards the infield. Redfield running all the way, hitting third and coming home. Throw to the plate is cut off, and into third base is Anthony Skull. 2-0 Inland Empire as they sound the horn here at San Manuel. And truly, Tenna could not have played that more poorly. The moment he knew he could not catch it, he should have moved back towards the infield. But he kind of got caught right at the base of the wall looking up, and it hit off the wall and bounced well past him. And Skull ends up with the RBI triple. 2-0 Inland Empire. Batter now, Imanol Vargas, the cleanup hitter. Swings at the first pitch and shoots one foul. Back over the netting. 0-1. That's the first triple of the season for Skull. As Vargas swings and misses, 0-2. Eighth RBI for the Inland Empire center fielder. 0-2, runner at third, nobody out. 2-0, 66ers. And now, a balk is called. This time it is an actual balk, and that brings home a run. Mahoney with a bit of a flinch before coming set, and that's enough to bring home the run. How about that? The next pitch, low, 1-2. So it's 3-0 Sixers, one ball, two strikes on Vargas hitting from the left side. Imanol waiting the pitch, fouled back. Vargas, former Rancho Cucamonga Quake, just joining the 66ers. Played with the Quakes in 2021, so no stranger to the Cal League. 1-2, the wind of the pitch from Mahoney. Off speed, swing and a miss, and Vargas strikes out, first out of the inning. Fourth strikeout of the game for Mahoney. One down here in the bottom of the third. Well, for Mahoney, this one is not trending in the right direction, as the first pitch to Flores is taken inside, 1-0. And unfortunately for him, the end of April and the start of May not trending in the right direction. His first three starts were fantastic. His last one, not so much. And he's struggling here tonight. 1-0 pitch outside to Flores. Oh, they call that a strike on the outside corner. And it's 1-1. First three starts gave up three earned runs combined. Here comes the 1-1. Off-speed cued foul to the right by the entrance to the Fresno dugout. It's 1-2. But now, over his last 6 1/3 innings, he's given up 9 runs. 1-2. Down and away in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So 3 earned runs over his first 16 1/3 innings this year. And now 9 earned over his last 6 1/3. 2-2, here it comes. Swinging a chopper towards third along the line. Picked up by Perez. Throws to first. It's in time. And Flores grounds out 5-3. 2 down. That'll bring Kevin Castillo to the plate. Sixers leading it 3-0. Bottom of the third inning. 2 out. Nobody on base. 3 runs, 5 hits for IE. No runs, no hits, 1 error for the Grizz. The wind from Mahoney, the pitch. That's down and in, ball one. Lights just starting to take effect, sun setting to our left. No sunshine on the field anymore. The pitch. Waved out and missed, a change. And that evens the count, 1-1. No, 1-1. Low, ball two. 2 balls and a strike. Two out, nobody on. The wind, the pitch. And that's high, ball two. Or rather, three. It's 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 out, and nobody on. Inning started with a walk to Redfield, and Skull tripled him home. And then Skull was balked home. And now we have another pitch clock violation against Inland Empire. That makes the count full 3-2. We had a pitch clock violation with Skull earlier in the inning. 3-2. Waved out and missed off speed. And that's strike three to end the inning. 5 strikeouts for Mahoney. But Inland Empire adding 2 to their lead. 2 runs on 1 hit. No errors. Nobody left. Done with 3 at San Manuel. It's the Sixers 3 and Fresno nothing.
For more than 2 decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Switch to Verizon's 5G home internet starting at $35 per month. With auto pay and select 5G mobile plans, the price is the price, guaranteed. No surprise price hikes and no equipment charges or hidden fees. Call 1-833-VERIZON to switch today. Again, switch to Verizon's 5G home internet starting at $35 per month. With auto pay and select 5G mobile plans, the price is the price, guaranteed. No surprise price hikes and no equipment charges or hidden fees. Call 1-833-VERIZON to switch today. 5G home plan at $35 per month when combined with postpaid mobile unlimited plan that includes 5G ultra wideband. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. Availability varies, subject to credit approval. Price guarantee for 2 to 3 years depending on the internet plan. For new Verizon home internet households who have not subscribed within the last 90 days, applies only to the then current base monthly rate exclusive of any other setup and additional equipment charges, discounts, or promotions.
Top of the fourth inning from San Manuel Stadium. Welcome back. Jason Schwartz with you and for Steve Wendt tonight. I'm in tonight. Tomorrow, Dominic Lorenz will be in for Steve. And then Steve, the voice of the 66ers, will be back Sunday. As the first pitch here to Jake Snyder is swung on, popped up, left side, foul ground. Garcia gives chase, but he goes out of play. Nothing in one. Snyder, one time through the order, the only Fresno batter to reach base, but he did so via a hit by pitch. First pitch of the game. Got him on the baggy part in the front of his jersey. Left-handed batter. Next pitch to him from Tuxedo. Fastball, strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. But Snyder was thrown out trying to steal second base. And Tuxedo has not allowed a base runner since. Breaking ball, down and away. 1-2. Snyder, Wimmer, Perez here in the top of the fourth for Fresno. A 1-2 pitch. Off speed, just off the plate. Tuxedo almost had a called third strike there. He has struck out 6 through 3. What a start for him. Tuxedo, the 2-2. Here it comes. And it's down and in, ball three. Payoff pitch on the way, and that's low, ball four. So how about that? Mentioned it earlier, Jake Snyder leads all of professional baseball. We're talking major leagues included in on base percentage. And while Tuxedo has just been dominant through the first three innings, Snyder's reached base twice. A hit by pitch and a walk. 27th walk of the season for Snyder. Now the batter, Braylon Wimmer, and he takes one high and tight as he shies away from it. 1-0. Snyder off from first. 3-0 Inland Empire. And the next pitch misses ball two. 2-0. Tuxedo pitching in his fifth game, making his fourth start. 2-0 pitch, swung on and skied to right. Going back on it to his right, Redfield. He's there, well in front of the warning track. Makes the catch. Snyder tagging from first, but it's just a bluff. He's back to the bag, and there's one down. It's the first time I personally have seen Tuxedo, but just judging by the numbers, I mean, he has not been this sharp yet this season. Came in 20 strikeouts in 18 innings, also 14 walks. Batter here, Andy Perez, first pitch. Breaking ball up and away, ball one. Perez struck out his first time up. He's 0-for-1. Jason Hinchman is on deck. Now 2-0 the count. Infield looking to turn two. Tuxedo, the lefty, set above the belt, comes home. And it's swung on, fouled back. Two and one. Tuxedo ready. And the left-hander on 2-1 comes home. Up and away, ball three, 3-1. The 3-1. Outside, and that's ball four. So a walk to Perez. Tuxedo still yet to allow a hit, but now he's walked two in this inning. And it's the second time through the order for him. We'll see if he sharpens up here. Two on, one out, 3-0 Inland Empire in the fourth. And the first pitch to Jason Hinchman is a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Hinchman, a legendary college player out of Tennessee Tech in the OVC. Right-handed batter with a lot of pop. Waves and misses, badly fooled at an off-speed pitch. It's 0-2. Hinchman, older for the level. He's 24 years old. It's his second professional season. Signed as an undrafted free agent last summer. Takes the next pitch down and in, 1-2. Two on, one out, one ball, two strikes. And the pitch from Tuxedo, high, 2-2. Well, what makes Hinchman a legendary player at Tennessee Tech? He only hit 70 home runs there. 70, 7-0. That is the Ohio Valley Conference record. Hit 26 home runs in the 2022 season. 2-2 pitch. In there, strike three called. Bit of a delayed call from Gustafson. You could tell that Hinchman did not like it. We're seeing the replay right now on the MILB TV feed. And, well, without the strike zone box, tough to tell, but definitely on the border, maybe a little bit high. But two down and the seventh strikeout of the game for Tuxedo. First pitch now to Tevin Tucker, and it's down and away, ball one. Two on, two out, 3-0 Inland Empire. Tuxedo in his biggest jam of the game so far. Next pitch, 1-0, in for a strike, 1-1. Same spot as that Hinchman strike three, so Gustafson consistent there. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 out. Runners lead from first and second. And the pitch. Swung on, popped up, right side of the infield. Vargas, the first baseman, is there. He's waiting. He puts it away. And that ends the top of the fourth. Couple of walks issued by Tuxedo. Fresno, first time in the game, they've had two men on base, but they leave them both. And through 3.5 in IE, 66ers lead it 3-0.
Hi, this is Hall of Famer Carlton Fisk. Make your plans today to visit Cooperstown and the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum.
There it goes, a long drive. If it stays fair, home run.
Reconnect with your memories of the game and make new memories with your family. Check out baseballhall.org today for more information.
Carlton Fisk had a lot of little boy in him right there, Joe.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hi, if you're shopping for a new or pre-owned Toyota, we always have the area's lowest prices, the easiest financing, biggest trade-in values, and the best selection with friendly, personalized red carpet service before and after your purchase.
Before you lease or buy anywhere, visit us right here at Toyota Redlands or online at ToyotaRedlands.com today and save.
Toyota Redlands, Toyota Redlands now.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0. Inland Empire on top. And starting it off at the plate, it's Adrian Plasencia, number 7 hitter in the order. He's behind 0-1. Mahoney's next pitch swung on and missed. It's 0-2. 3-0 Sixers. They scored 1 in the first, 2 in the third. And Plasencia, switch hitter batting left-handed, struck out his first time up, 0-1. No balls, 2 strikes. And the next pitch. Swing and a miss at a pitch low. Plasencia strikes out for a second time. That is the 6th strikeout of the game for Mahoney. So while he may not be his sharpest, he is racking up the strikeouts. Batter now, Randy DeJesus. First pitch here, a little jam shot. I think he cracked his bat. Roller to second. Picked up by Tucker. Throw to first. And DeJesus is out. Quickly two away. Johan Macias to the plate. Fastball up and in there. Just completely jammed him. So two down. And the batter, Macias, who reached on an error his first time. Mahoney looking for his first 1-2-3 inning of the game. Be promising for him to settle in. First pitch here, low, ball one. 6 strikeouts so far for Mahoney. That's the second most he's racked up this season. He struck out 8 on opening night at San Jose. 1 ball, no strikes. And Mahoney kicks and deals the next pitch. Taken for a strike on the outside, 1-1. Macias with the leadoff man Garcia on deck. 1 ball, 1 strike. And the pitch. Off speed, up and away. 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1. Swing and a shot to right center. On the move, the center fielder, Hobson, diving to his left. He makes the catch. What a play. Hobson got a great read, a ball that Macias hit well, and Hobson robbing him of extra bases to end the inning. A 1-2-3 for Mahoney, and we head to the top of the fifth inning. It's still 3-0 Inland Empire.
Did you know every 2 seconds someone needs a blood transfusion? When you give blood at LifeStream Blood Bank, your donation goes to local patients at your area hospital. Donors now earn points with every donation to redeem for gift cards and exclusive items in LifeStream's new donor store. Find your nearest LifeStream location by visiting lstream.org or calling 800-TRY-GIVING. Will you save a life today?
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the fifth inning, and Felix Tena will lead it off for Fresno. It's 3-0 Inland Empire, and Francis Tuxedo back to work. Had his worst inning in the fourth, and he walked a couple. Still didn't allow anything else. First pitch here to Tena is skied to right. Redfield circles around it there to make the catch, and there's one away. Darius Perry coming up. 66ers Baseball is brought to you in part by LifeStream Blood Bank. Did you know on donation can save up to 3 lives? Learn more at lstream.org. LifeStream Blood Bank. First pitch here, fouled back, out of play. Oh, and one. And the pitch. Way outside and all the way to the backstop. One ball, one strike. Perry flied out to right field his first time. One ball, one strike, one out. And the next pitch misses for ball two. 2-1. So 3-0 66ers here in the top of the fifth. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Still no runs, no hits, and 1 error for Fresno. As the next pitch misses up and away, ball three. Tuxedo has struck out 7. He's walked 2. He's hit a batter. Has not given up a base hit. And a lefty winds, 3-1, comes home. Pitch high, ball 4. So the walks have all come second time through the order as well. He walked 2 in the 4th, and now he's walked 1 here with 1 out in the 5th inning. EJ Andrews Jr. coming up. First pitch, Andrews squares to bunt. Did he offer? They appeal. He did not, as the pitch missed down and in, ball 1. Andrews struck out swinging his first time. That's another big difference second time through the order for Tuxedo. He's not struck out very many. Next pitch, swung on, sky to center. Hit deep, hit well. Skull going back, but he's there in front of the warning track to make the catch. And there's 2 down. Got to hit it quite a ways to get it out to center. It's 410 to straightaway center, and that one didn't reach the warning track. But yeah, talking about the strikeouts, 6 first time through the order, and right now he's struck out just 1 second time through the order as Caleb Hobson steps in. Runner at first with 2 down here in the top of the 5th. And the pitch. Strike on the inside corner, 0-1. 66ers scored 1 in the first, 2 in the third. Again, tonight they are the Pachucos de San Bernardino, wearing their Copa identity uniforms, debuting those for the first time this year. Breaking ball down and in. Runner at first, 2 down. Tuxedo set the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 2. That one foul tipped back into Flores' mitt. 1 ball, 2 strikes, and 2 out. Second baseman shades up the middle. Tuxedo looking for his 8th strikeout. Lefty deals. And it's off the plate. Flores did his best job to try to frame it. But that was correctly called outside. So the count's 2-2. Hobson struck out looking his first time. Right-handed batter. And the pitch. Up and away, ball 3. Full count now, 3-2. So the runner at first will be on the move. Perry walked with 1 out. He'll take off on the pitch. First baseman Vargas no longer holding him. The payoff. There he goes. And it's down and in, ball 4. So that brings up the dangerous Jake Snyder with 2 on and 2 out. And Tuxedo all of a sudden really playing with fire. First time through the order, 6 strikeouts. Second time through the order, 4 walks and only 1 strikeout. And now, the second straight inning, he's walked 2 men on base, and Snyder, who walked his last time up, stands in. Hitting from the left side, 2 on, 2 out, 3-0 Inland Empire. First pitch, And fastball crowds him inside 1-0. Snyder hit by a pitch to lead off the game, and then, like we just mentioned, he walked his last time up. Open stance from the left side. 1-0, here it comes. And a fastball for a high strike. It's 1-1. Snyder leading all of professional baseball in on-base percentage. Batting .321, a home run, 12 RBIs. Two on for him here. Tuxedo's 1-1. Just missed inside, and it's 2-1. So Tuxedo clearly trying to work Snyder inside. Remember, he hit him with a pitch his first time up. And now he's missed twice on him just off the plate in. 2-1, the pitch. That one down and away, 3-1. A bluff by Flores as he faked a throw down to second. And now Tuxedo's in danger of walking the bases loaded. Again, Francis is not allowed a hit. But Fresno's had five base runners. Three balls, one strike, two out, two on. And the lefty set. And a pitch clock violation on Tuxedo will load the bases. That's ball four. It's a walk to Snyder. The world leader in walks. Walks yet again. With the help of the pitch clock. It's the fourth pitch clock violation we've seen in this game. The first one on Tuxedo. And now the base is loaded with two out and a mound visit as Inland Empire's pitching coach Elmer Descends goes out to have a word. But I'll tell you, last night in Modesto, the Nuts were playing Rancho Cucamonga. They were winning big, 8-0 in the seventh, and they had a no-hitter going. And the Quakes got a run in the seventh inning without a hit. A relief pitcher for the Nuts loaded the bases with three walks, and then the Quakes had a sac fly. So they got their first run of the game in the seventh without a hit. And now it's Wimmer, and the first pitch is off speed. Wimmer can't hold up. He goes around. It's 0-1. Big spot here in the top of the fifth. Bases loaded, two out, 3-0 Inland Empire. And Wimmer, 0-2 with a couple of flyouts, standing in 0-1. Pitch to the right-handed hitter. He swings and whacks one foul down the left field line. It's 0-2. Tuxedo desperately could use a strikeout here. He's got seven of them in the game. He's walked the bases loaded here in the inning. 0-2, two out. And the lefty comes set. Ready to go, the pitch. Down and in. Flores with a nice stop. One ball, two strikes. Wimmer flied to center in the first, flied to right in the fourth. Andy Perez on deck. 1-2, the pitch. Low, ball two. And another ball in the dirt. Another stop by Flores. Two balls, two strikes. Wimmer stands in, 2-2. Tuxedo ready, the pitch. Waved at and missed for strike three. Took a lot off it. Curveball, 73 miles per hour. And Wimmer waved at it. The Grizzlies leave the bases loaded. Eighth strikeout of the game for Tuxedo. Playing with fire, but he puts it out. And we're halfway home, headed to the bottom of the fifth inning. At San Manuel Stadium, 66ers continue to lead 3-0.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hi, if you're shopping for a new or pre-owned Toyota, we always have the area's lowest prices, easiest financing, biggest trade-in values, and the best selection with friendly, personalized red carpet service before and after your purchase.
Before you lease or buy anywhere, visit us right here at Toyota Redlands or online at ToyotaRedlands.com today and save.
Toyota Redlands, Toyota Redlands now.
Back we come with you here. Bottom of the fifth inning as Inland Empire continues to lead 3-0. Jack Mahoney back to work. He faces the top of the order for Inland Empire, Christian Garcia, then Joe Redfield and Anthony Skull. Jason Schwartz with you and for Steve Went, and joined now by the executive director of Homemade Inland Empire, Matt Friedlander, kind enough to spend some time with us here in the booth as the next pitch swung on and missed, 1-1. Matt, welcome to the ballpark. Welcome to the booth, and sorry you don't get Steve tonight, but good to talk with you here anyway about all the great things that Homemade IE are doing, and you guys have a few people here tonight at the ballpark.
Yeah, we've got a few board members. We're right in the middle of our annual diaper drive, something we do every year. It's about 6 weeks. And basically, we try to collect as many diapers, wipes, other baby essentials. And then what we do is also, you know, money as well, so we can buy them at cost. And then we donate them out to the nonprofits that we've worked with helping build.
2-2 foul the way here. Nobody on with nobody out. 3-0 IE in the fifth. So you guys are here. Are you guys doing the diaper drive here tonight?
Yeah, we have a table down there, down the right field line, left field line, by the beer garden, and we were out in front earlier today.
So if you're in the ballpark and you have some extra diapers, bring them that way.
Or actually cash or credit card. We have a tablet and a square, so feel free to come down and whip out your card.
Awesome. Pitch fouled back. It's 2-2 here on Garcia, top of the order for IE here in the fifth. And so outside of the diaper drive, tell us about some of the great work that Homemade Inland Empire is doing.
So basically, Homemade Inland Empire, we're a local affiliate of Homemade National, which there's 19 of us across the country. We attack the reality of homelessness, kind of unique and collaborative approach. Housing development, community engagement. Our mission is to help those experiencing homeless build new lives.
Pitch down and in, and that's bowl 3-2. And, of course, always, but now especially the work you guys are doing, so important.
Yeah, so just since 1990, we have renovated or built 50 facilities for nonprofits that serve those experiencing homelessness. 1,218 beds that we've created here in the Inland Empire.
Incredible. 3-2 fouled away, long at bat here for Garcia, who stays alive. And so how many Homemade affiliates are there? You said they're 20?
19.
19, okay.
Yeah, and
one
and
of 20.
In the, majority of the affiliates, they're aligned with the local Building Industry Association, as are we, Building Industry Association of Southern California. And what we do is we help nonprofits that serve homelessness, that serve the homeless, build or expand their facilities. They may not have enough money. Say it's a $1 million project and they only have $600,000. We work with the building industry to bring in a builder captain to take over the project and get their builders and trades, framers, air conditioning, to bring their stuff in kind, so they get their place built, you know, 60, 65 cents on the dollar.
Garcia struck out swinging as Joe Redfield stands in, takes a strike, and it's 0-1. So what kind of ground do you cover as Homemade Inland Empire?
So believe it or not, we actually cover all of Riverside and San Bernardino County, which is...
two very, very big counties.
very big. I'm sure everybody listening knows San Bernardino is the largest county in the country. Primarily,
Riverside might be second largest.
Yeah, it's up there. It's up there. But primarily Western Riverside, Western San Bernardino County. We do some work out in the Coachella Valley, and historically we've done some stuff up in Victorville, Hesperia area. There's some nonprofits here in San Bernardino. We worked with Mary's House of Mercy is one, Foothill Family Shelter in Upland.
2-1 here. Redfield grounds it to first. It's picked up by Hinchman. He takes it to the bag himself. There's two away. So what are some of the ways that you've seen, you know, your work and your organization's work really making an impact outside of just the numbers and what you guys do, but any experiences you've had?
Yeah, I mean, an example is, you know, historically, getting people off the streets has been, you know, homeless services has been, hey, you need to get clean, you need to get a job, you need to do this, then we'll give you housing. So there's some cities have done a housing first mm-hmm. approach where, hey, we'll get you in and we'll help you with wraparound services, get you clean, get you a job, and then you move on into the next level. So that's one thing that in our two counties that seemed to work pretty well.
Anthony Skull here pops one out to shortstop, and catch made there by Wimmer to end the inning, a 1-2-3 inning. Anything else you'd like to add?
Go to our website. It's www.homeaidie.org. You can learn all about us. There's ways to donate to the diaper drive, you know, with the credit card. We have a great event coming up in September. Shoot for a Cure. It's out at Rahagi in Corona. You can sign up and come out, and it's a Sporting Clays event. So pull and then shoot those things. It's a great deal. Thanks for having me up here.
Hey, absolutely. And if you're listening in the ballpark, you guys, again, you're down the left field line.
Right next table to the beer garden.
All right, the diaper drive. It's Matt Friedlander with Homemade Inland Empire. Thanks so much for joining us, and thanks so much for all the great work you're doing.
Thanks again for having me.
All right, we'll move to the sixth. It's still 3-0 IE. Thank you so much to Matt Friedlander of Homemade Inland Empire for joining us. As we move on to the top of the sixth inning, 3-0 as 66ers lead it. Andy Perez standing in against the lefty Francis Tuxedo back out there. Tuxedo out for his sixth inning of work. No action in either bullpen. And pitch here to Perez, lined on the right field line, and that one's down. It one hops off the wall. It's the first hit of the game for Fresno, and Perez into second base with a stand-up double. Jason Hinchman will come up. So runner at second, first hit of the game. 5 no-hit innings for Tuxedo, though wasn't without any drama. He did walk the bases loaded in the fifth, and he walked 2 in the fourth. But now Fresno really threatening to score. Runner at second with nobody out here in the sixth. Tuxedo's pitch misses outside, ball 1. So Tuxedo with 8 strikeouts through 5, 4 walks, a hit batter. 1-0, the pitch. Down and in, ball 2. First 3 innings were a breeze. He faced the minimum. But the last 2+, he's had some trouble. 2 walks in the fourth. Three walks in the fifth. And now the double here to start the sixth. 2-0 pitch. Big swing and a miss by Hinchman. It's 2-1. The 66ers leading 3-0, scored their runs, one in the first, two in the third. The 2-1, down and in ball, three balls and a strike. Tevin Tucker on deck. Hinchman 0 for 2. He struck out twice. Ahead of the count here, 3-1. Tuxedo ready, looking at second, comes home. And it's outside, ball four. So two on, nobody out. Sixth walk of the game for Tuxedo. He's walked 20 now on the season. And Inland Empire's got action in their bullpen. Twilight time here in the IE. Lights have taken full effect. Sky darkening overhead. And 66ers with a right-hander. Down in the pen, Fernando Guanare. Catcher Flores going out to have a word with Tuxedo. A chance to stall, give Guanare an opportunity to get loose. But Tuxedo struggling here. And here comes Stapleton. And so that little stall there was enough, it appears, for Guanare to get ready. Stapleton makes the move, and Tuxedo will leave the game here in the top of the sixth with two on and nobody out. We'll step aside. 3-0 IE pitching change from San Manuel Stadium.
Want to get into the next 66ers game for free? Listen up. Catch a ride on Omnitrans and get a free ticket. Local Omnitrans buses serve the San Bernardino Transit Center, which is right next door to our stadium. And if you ride the bus to the game, you can sit in the Home Run Hill section for free. Just show your bus ticket at the entrance of the ballpark. Check out everywhere you can go on Omnitrans at omnitrans.org.
Did you know you can save three lives with just one blood donation? When you give blood at LifeStream Blood Bank, your donation goes to local patients at your area hospital. The need for blood is constant. Without blood donors, hospitals would not have the products they need for life-saving treatments. Find your nearest LifeStream location by visiting lstream.org or calling 800-TRY-GIVING. Will you save a life today?
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fernando Guanare is the new pitcher for IE. Two on with nobody out. And already Inland Empire looking for a bunt here as Tevin Tucker stands in. And the first pitch, Tucker does not square. Takes a high strike from Guanare. It's nothing and one. 3-0 Inland Empire on top. Tucker followed by Felix Tena and then Darius Perry. 0-1. And the pitch swung on and missed, off speed pitch. No balls, two strikes. Tucker calls time, so he gets the reset of the pitch clock. Now he stands back in. No balls, two strikes. And Guarnari kicks and delivers. In the dirt, nice stop by Flores. That ball bounced so far in front of the plate. It had wild pitch written all over it. But Flores able to save it. And it's 1-2. So one ball, two strikes, nobody out, 3-0 Inland Empire. Two on. It's Perez leading from second, Hinchman from first, and Guarnari. Next pitch. Down and away with a breaking ball, evens the count at 2-2. Guarnari making his sixth appearance. He has an ERA that's up there at 6 3/4. Pitch 6 2/3 innings, giving up 12 hits, 5 earned, 7 total runs. Next pitch outside, and the count full 3-2. 66ers trying to hold on to this lead and win their fourth in a row, but the last few innings been a bit shaky. Fresno trying to break through. Next pitch. Fastball, high strike. And Tucker couldn't believe it. We have seen a high strike called all game, though, from Gustafson. And so big strikeout there for Guarnari. One away with two on. Here's Felix Tena batting from the right side. And Guarnari's pitch is down and away. 1-0. Fernando, 6'3", 200 pounds. He's from Venezuela. One ball, no strikes, two on, one out. And Guarnari's next pitch. Swung on, popped up foul, right side out of play. Tena, 0-2, struck out and fly to right. 1-1, the pitch. Way outside, and this one's going to the backstop. Runners will advance. Flores picks it up, and now two in scoring position on a wild pitch. Pitch way outside. Flores just didn't quite get his glove over there in time. Count is 2-1. Ball wasn't in the dirt, just very much away. Now the 2-1. Tena going, or looking at ball 3-3-1. Guarnari going out of the windup with runners at second and third. Three balls, one strike, and one out. Next pitch, right-hander kicks, delivers. Tena swings, fouls it off Flores, who goes hobbling out from behind home plate. That fills up the count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out. And the pitch. Swing and a line drive. Caught by the leaping second baseman, Macias. Runners retreat to their respective bases. Two away. Nice play there by Macias. That ball was stung. Nice leaping grab. And Darius Perry, the catcher, coming up. So Fresno in danger of leaving two more men on base. They've left five in the last two innings. First pitch here, Perry takes a fastball, strike one. Darius 0-for-1, fly to right and walk. 66ers lead 3-0. We're in the sixth. And the windup, the pitch. Perry takes low and away, 1-1 the count. Perez doubled, the first and only hit of the game for Fresno. He leads from third. Hinchman walked, he's at second. And the next one outside, 2-1. These runners belong to Francis Tuxedo. And if Guanare can get Perry here, Tuxedo will go five without allowing a run. 2-1. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Time called by Perry. A reset of the pitch clock. Steps out, adjusts the batting gloves, and gets back in. The 2-2. Breaking ball, grounded, foul wide of third. Just along the line, and it just kicked foul. So Guanare will do it again to Darius Perry. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Guanare kicks the leg, the 2-2. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball, strike three. Flores, big pump of the fist from behind home plate. Guanare comes in, does the job as Fresno leaves two more in scoring position. Seven over the last three innings left on by Fresno, and the 66ers continue to lead this ball game 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the sixth.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Switch to Verizon's 5G home internet starting at $35 per month. With auto pay and select 5G mobile plans, the price is the price, guaranteed. No surprise price hikes and no equipment charges or hidden fees. Call 1-833-VERIZON to switch today. Again, switch to Verizon's 5G home internet starting at $35 per month. With auto pay and select 5G mobile plans, the price is the price, guaranteed. No surprise price hikes and no equipment charges or hidden fees. Call 1-833-VERIZON to switch today. 5G home plan at $35 per month when combined with postpaid mobile unlimited plan that includes 5G ultra wideband. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. Availability varies, subject to credit approval. Price guarantee for 2 to 3 years depending on the internet plan. For new Verizon home internet households who have not subscribed within the last 90 days, applies only to the then current base monthly rate exclusive of any other setup and additional equipment charges, discounts, or promotions.
Bottom of the sixth inning, and Inland Empire walking a high wire act over the last three, but able to walk the wire and still leading 3-0 as Emanuel Vargas leads off against Jack Mahoney. It seems like forever since Mahoney last pitched. First pitch here swung on and missed by Vargas is 0-1. Vargas, RBI double in the first, got the scoring started. And then struck out swinging in the third. 0-1 the count, the next pitch. Swung on, popped up left side. Wimmer, the shortstop, is there, waiting. Makes the catch on the infield dirt. One down. And Juan Flores to the plate. So you can close the book on Francis Tuxedo, the starter for IE tonight. Five-plus innings. Only one hit. No runs allowed. Thanks to the help from Fernando Guanare. 8 strikeouts, 5 walks for Tuxedo. One out, nobody on, and Flores takes inside ball one. Fresno's bullpen starting to move around. They've got a left-hander starting to throw. Pitch fouled off at the plate by Flores. One ball, one strike. See if we can grab a number on that lefty down there. Looks like Wellington Herrera, the lefty, as the next pitch to Flores misses up and in. 2-1. Mahoney delivers, and a swing and a ground ball left side in the hole. The shortstop, Wimmer, fields, throws to first, and a pick there by Hinchman, the first baseman, gets Flores. Nice pick. And good trust there, Wimmer, the shortstop. He had to get rid of it quickly. Off balance throw, didn't have much on it. Bounced well in front of the first baseman, but Hinchman took care of it, did the job. Two down. And the batter is Kevin Castillo. Two out, nobody on, first pitch. And he takes up and away, ball one. Mahoney at 83 pitches now. Right-hander from the wind. And the 1-0 offering. Low, ball two. The lefty Herrera, who is just throwing in the pen, has stopped. As it looks like Mahoney, at least in Fresno's mind, down in their dugout, is going to get out of the inning. Hey, pitch clock violation. Another one on an Inland Empire hitter. That's a third of the game. So it's 2-1 now. And the next pitch. Swung on, fouled back, makes it 2-2. Mahoney has struck out 7. He's walked 1. Given up 5 hits. 66ers lead 3-0. Two and two. Mahoney, the wind, the pitch. Swinging a little tapper along the third baseline. They're going to let it roll. It rolls and rolls, and it hits the base. Fair ball and an infield hit. A swinging bunt for Kevin Castillo. Nothing else to do if you're Perez, the third baseman. You just hope it goes foul, and it did not. Looked like you tried to blow on it when the ball hit the base. And so, a runner at first with two down. Second hit of the game for Castillo. Adrian Plasencia stands in. And Mahoney's pitch to him is taken for a high strike. And now Herrera will start to throw again. Nothing and one the count. That's the sixth hit of the game for IE. Their first hit since the third inning. Mahoney kicks and deals, and that one in the dirt, 1-1. Mahoney had gone 11 batters without allowing a hit. 1-1 the count as Plasencia takes his lead from first, or rather Castillo. Plasencia's at the plate. He's 0-2. 1-1 pitch on the inside corner for a strike, 1-2. Mahoney's 1-2. On the inside corner, taken for strike three call. It's the third time Plasencia has struck out tonight. Eighth strikeout for Mahoney. That's probably all for him. And it's certainly all for Inland Empire in the sixth inning as they come up empty. No runs, one hit, one left, and no errors. On to the seventh inning at San Manuel Stadium. 66ers 3 and the Grizzlies nothing.
Hall of Fame and Museum.
Reconnect with your memories of the game and make new memories with your family. Check out baseballhall.org today for more information.
Carlton Fisk had a lot of little boy in him right there, Joe.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hi, if you're shopping for a new or pre-owned Toyota, we always have the area's lowest prices, the easiest financing, biggest trade-in values, and the best selection with friendly, personalized red carpet service before and after your purchase.
Before you lease or buy anywhere, visit us right here at Toyota Redlands or online at ToyotaRedlands.com today and save.
Toyota Redlands, Toyota Redlands now.
Top of the seventh inning, and Fernando Guarnere will start a fresh inning here. Inland Empire leading 3-0. And E.J. Andrews, Caleb Hobson, and Jake Snyder are due up, the 8-9-1 hitters in Fresno's order. Guarnere came on with two on and nobody out in the sixth and was able to get out of the inning without allowing a run. So the shutout intact as the pitch to Andrews misses down and away. Ball one, one ball, no strikes. Jason Schwartz, happy to have you with us. In for Steve Wendt tonight. Steve back Sunday. Dominic Lorenz will be on the call for the Sixers tomorrow. Pitch down and away, ball two. Guarnere, 2-0. And the pitch to Andrews, right-handed batter, takes down and away, ball three, 3-0. A right-hander throwing behind Guarnere in the Inland Empire bullpen. 3-0 called strike. Caught the corner on the upper and inner part of the strike zone. 3-1. Next pitch, Guarnere deals, and it's fouled back by Andrews. Full count, 3-2. Guarnere, the payoff. Here it comes to Andrews. Fouled back. We'll do it again. Andrews 0-2. He struck out in the third. Fly to center in the fifth, both against Tuxedo, who is in line for a win if the 66ers bullpen can hold on to the lead. 3-2, the next pitch. Slap foul off to the right out of play, and we'll do it again. Guarnere from the windup and the payoff on the way. Fouled back again. Long at bat here. This next pitch will be the ninth of the plate appearance. So Guarnere having to work hard. He did work hard in the sixth. Struck out two and got that nice play at second behind him. 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four. First walk for Fernando, and the high wire act continues. That is now six walks for IE pitching all over the last three-plus innings. And, I mean, just the law of averages, eventually the walks will hurt you. And so far, nothing doing for Fresno. The eyes are good, the bats not so much. As the first pitch to Hobson in for strike 0-1. Hobson walked his last time, struck out his first time. Runner leading from first. The pitch, down and away, 1-1. And you talk about feast or famine. I mean, there's no real feasting happening. But there is famine, and then there's a lot of walks. 10 strikeouts for Fresno hitters and 6 walks. Also a hit by pitch. 1-1 pitch outside, 2-1 from Guarnere. Jake Snyder, the leadoff man, is on deck. 2-1, nobody out. 3-0 Inland Empire. We're in the top of the 7th. Andrews leading from first. Next pitch. Swing and a ground ball pulled fair down the third baseline past the diving Garcia. Into third base Andrews. Ball dug out of the corner. Andrews being waved home. Ball slow to get back into the infield. And by the time it does, Hobson is into third with a sliding triple. And Fresno is on the board and thirsty for more. It took forever for that ball to get dug out of the corner. A ground ball up the line. Good effort by Garcia, but his dive nowhere close. And so a walk and a triple. And now Fresno is on the board, and they've got a runner at third base with one out. Or rather, nobody out. And make it a runner coming home as Snyder swings at the first pitch and grounds a base hit into right field. He has reached base all 4 times. He's got an RBI single, and it's a 1-run game, 3-2. And Guarnere is not getting the job done here in the 7th. And Dave Stapleton knows it. As he walks to the mound, he's going to make a change. So 2 runs across here in the 7th inning. The tying run at first with nobody out. A pitching change. We'll let you know who's coming in on the other side. It is 3-2 Inland Empire, top of the 7th.
Did you know every 2 seconds someone needs a blood transfusion? When you give blood at LifeStream Blood Bank, your donation goes to local patients at your area hospital. Donors now earn points with every donation to redeem for gift cards and exclusive items in LifeStream's new donor store. Find your nearest LifeStream location by visiting lstream.org or calling 800-TRY-GIVING. Will you save a life today?
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Now the new pitcher for Inland Empire is right-hander Christian Young. Steps in with a runner at first base and nobody out. Fresno has scored twice here in the 7th. And it is 3-2 Inland Empire as Braylon Wimmer steps to the plate. Young, 1-2 with a 10.38 ERA, making his 7th appearance, 6th out of the bullpen. And his first pitch to Wimmer. The right-hander deals. Wimmer swings, grounds one left side, and through into left for a base hit. Snyder to second, stops there. Two on, nobody out. And so the tying run is at second, the go-ahead run is at first, and the batter is Andy Perez. Crazy to think that it was just last inning that Fresno got their first hit. It was Andy Perez who led off the inning with a double. And now he stands in with runners at first and second, nobody out, and he squares to bunt. Young, set, kicks and deals, and Perez pulls the bunt back, takes the pitch down and in. He slightly checked his swing there, and the Sixers appealed. Bauman said no swing. Now he squares to bunt again. 1-0. Young set, and the pitch. Pulls it back again, and again takes a breaking ball inside ball two. Swung on, popped up on the infield. Infield fly rule in effect, and it's Vargas who makes the catch. Boy, that worked out very nicely. For Inland Empire, one out. And here's Jason Hinchman. You got Perez up there. You know, not entirely sure why you have your number three hitter. If you're going to bunt, you want to work on the bunt, you go ahead and do that. But by playing around, showing bunt, pulling back, swinging away, all that, kind of feels like you make it even tougher on your number three hitter in a spot with two on and nobody out. Oh, we're going to get a pinch hitter for Jason Hinchman. Who's this? Be Brady Hill at the plate batting for Hinchman. Pitch swung on, fouled away, nothing in one. Number five. That is Aiden Longwell. Excuse me, Brady Hill's a pitcher. Aiden Longwell is at the plate. 0-1. Ground ball to short, could be two. Placencia's got it. Steps on second, goes to first. It's a double play. What a job by Christian Young. And it's stretch time here in Inland Empire. 66ers continue to lead it 3-2.
Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Shopping for a new or pre-owned Toyota? We always have the area's lowest prices, easiest financing, biggest trade-in values, and the best selection with friendly, personalized red carpet service before and after your purchase.
Before you lease or buy anywhere, visit us right here at Toyota Redlands or online at ToyotaRedlands.com today and save.
Toyota Redlands, Toyota Redlands.
Bottom of the seventh at San Manuel Stadium. It's 3-2 Inland Empire. And Mahoney's back out there for the Grizzlies. 90 pitches to start the inning, now 91. Kind of a surprise to see him out there, but first pitch to Randy DeJesus is up and in, ball one. Next pitch for a strike, 1-1. So two runs in the top of the seventh for the Grizzlies, but they could have had more. Here's a little jam shot, fisted. Catcher coming over, can't make the play as he tried to slide. Perry had to go in and out of his glove. Over to the right side. Aiden Longwell came to the plate and hit into the double play after the pop out on the infield by Andy Perez. 1-2 pitch, here it comes. He's down and in, 2-2. They tried to have Perez slash, right? The slash play where you show bunt, you pull it back, and then you swing. And kind of virtually took the bat out of their number three hitter's hands. 2-2. Waved at it, missed strike three. 9 strikeouts. That's a season high for Mahoney. 1 down here. Here's Johan Macias. One to Macias, swung on and missed, nothing in two. Macias reached on an error in the second and then was robbed in the fourth, a diving catch by Hobson in right center. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Mahoney about to pitch into the 100s. Pitch down and away, 1-2. That was his 98th pitch. Herrera's back up in the bullpen for Fresno. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 1 out. Nobody on. 3-2 Inland Empire, bottom 7. And the starter, Mahoney, comes home with a 1-2. And a sharp grounder up the middle. That's going to get through in a right center base hit. Macias has his first hit of the game. And he pulls up at first. I don't know if that was on purpose or not. That's something that I have not seen before. He took a turn at first. And then to stop, he slid. If you're looking at the replay right now on MILB TV, you can see it. But big turn at first, and then he slides, pops up, and goes back. Well, Steve Solis comes out to get Mahoney. And a new pitcher coming in, the lefty Herrera, will step aside for the pitching change. Runner at first, 1 out. Bottom of the seventh with Inland Empire leading Fresno 3-2.
Show your bus ticket at the entrance of the ballpark. Check out everywhere you can go on Omnitrans at omnitrans.org.
Did you know you can save 3 lives with just 1 blood donation? When you give blood at LifeStream Blood Bank, your donation goes to local patients at your area hospital. The need for blood is constant. Without blood donors, hospitals would not have the products they need for life-saving treatments. Find your nearest LifeStream location by visiting lstream.org or calling 800-TRY-GIVING. Will you save a life today?
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
New batter is, or rather new pitchers, Herrera facing Christian Garcia, who squares to bunt, pulls it back, and takes strike one. No balls and 1 strike. Next pitch, swung on, foul bag, not bunting anymore. The runner at first base with one out here, 3-2 Inland Empire. And it's Wellington Herrera, the new pitcher for Fresno. Runner at first, one out, next pitch. Off speed, up and away, it's 1-2. Garcia's 1-for-3 out of the leadoff spot. Switch hitter batting right-handed. And the pitch. On the outside corner, got him looking. Second time that Garcia has struck out. A strikeout for Herrera against the first batter he faces. And the batter's Joe Redfield. Runner at first, two down. The kick and the pitch, and Redfield takes high ball one. Bottom of the seventh inning. Inland Empire scored one in the first, two in the third. Fresno got on the board with two in the seventh. 1-0 pitch. Swung on, fouled off at the plate. It's 1-1. Hey, a reminder that 66ers Baseball is brought to you by Omnitrans. Learn more about Omnitrans public transportation at omnitrans.org. One and one. Two out, runner at first. Redfield 0-for-2, struck out, walked, and grounded out to first base. The pitch. Up and in. Off his bat, it rolls towards third. It's picked up by Herrera, and he throws to first for the out. That almost hit Redfield. It ended up hitting off either the knob or the handle of the bat. Rolled towards third. Redfield was slow out of the box, and Herrera able to make the play to end the inning. No runs, a hit, a man left. We are through seven at San Manuel Stadium. Inland Empire leads by a run, 3-2.
For more than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Switch to Verizon's 5G home internet starting at $35 per month. With auto pay and select 5G mobile plans, the price is the price, guaranteed. No surprise price hikes and no equipment charges or hidden fees. Call 1-833-VERIZON to switch today. Again, switch to Verizon's 5G home internet starting at $35 per month. With auto pay and select 5G mobile plans, the price is the price, guaranteed. No surprise price hikes and no equipment charges or hidden fees. Call 1-833-VERIZON to switch today. 5G home plan at $35 per month when combined with postpaid mobile unlimited plan that includes 5G ultra wideband. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. Availability varies, subject to credit approval. Price guaranteed for 2 to 3 years depending on the internet plan. For new Verizon home internet households who have not subscribed within the last 90 days, applies only to the then current base monthly rate exclusive of any other setup and additional equipment charges, discounts, or promotions.
Now Christian Young's going to get to start the eighth. It's 3-2 Inland Empire. And the right-hander, Young, to face Tevin Tucker, Felix Tena, and Darius Perry. It has been a shaky last few innings for 66er pitching. But they have been able to hold on to this lead. It was once a 3-0 lead. It's 3-2. Now the first pitch to Tucker is in for a strike, 0-1. Tucker's 0-for-3. He's struck out twice, and he's popped out to first. Right-handed hitter. And the pitch. This is outside, 1-1. Young, the 1-1. Tucker squares to bunt, pulls it back, takes high and away. 2-1 the count. IE trying to make it four wins in a row after winning four games in the entire month of April. 2-1. And that one, strike 2-2. I guess technically they won. Five games in April. Tuesday's game was still April. 2-2. Swing and a foul back. We'll do it again. So they won on the last day of April, and then May 1st and May 2nd, and trying to make it another win on May 3rd and stay undefeated in the month of May. Two-two, the pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul off to the right and out of play. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for IE. Two runs, four hits, and one error for Fresno. And again, Inland Empire tonight, debuting their Pachucos de San Bernardino uniforms. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball down and away, 3-2. We barely had a chance to go into what the Pachucos represent. The new Copa identity for the 66ers. 3-2. Swing and a line drive to short, caught by Plasencia. And Tucker is out number one here in the top of the eighth inning. The batter now, Felix Tena. Pachucos. As the first pitch to Tena is swung on, pulled on the ground, foul, 0-1. Pachucos are male members of a counterculture that emerged in El Paso back in the late 30s, associated with zoot suit fashion. Blues, jazz, swing music. 0-1, swung on, popped up right side. First baseman Vargas loses his hat, but stays with the baseball, makes the catch just outside of the first base coach's box. Two down. And the batter, Darius Perry. Two out, nobody on. 3-2 Inland Empire. Pitch foul back, nothing in one. And so that's basically the broad strokes of the Pachucos. 0-1 pitch. Strike 0-2. But yeah, started in El Paso. O-2 pitch. Here it comes. Breaking ball in the dirt. 1-2. Young looking for a 1-2-3 inning here. Francis Tuxedo went 5. He pitched into the 6, was pulled after allowing a double and a walk. Then Guarnere came in, held down the fort, but gave up a couple runs in the 7. 1-2. Pitch up and away, evens the count 2-2. And then Young came in, had to get out of a jam in the 7th, and now he's starting here in the 8th, and he's retired the first two he's faced, looking for a perfect inning. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Young kicks the pitch. In there, strike 3 call. First strikeout for Young, and a 1-2-3 8th. On to the bottom of the 8th. Inland Empire looking for some insurance. They lead Fresno 3-2.
Hi, this is Hall of Famer Carlton Fisk. Make your plans today to visit Cooperstown and the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum.
There it goes, a long drive. If it stays fair,
Reconnect with your memories of the game and make new memories with your family. Check out baseballhall.org today for more information.
Carlton Fisk had a lot of little boy in him right there, Joe.
The National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, preserving history, honoring excellence, and connecting generations.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hi, if you're shopping for a new or pre-owned Toyota, we always have the area's lowest prices, easiest financing, biggest trade-in values, and the best selection with friendly, personalized red carpet service before and after your purchase.
Before you lease or buy anywhere, visit us right here at Toyota Redlands or online at ToyotaRedlands.com today and save.
Toyota Redlands, Toyota Redlands now.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Inland Empire leading 3-2. And Wellington Herrera will start a fresh inning for Fresno on the mound as he faces Anthony Skull, Imanol Vargas, and Juan Flores. 3, 4, and 5 in the order for IE. First pitch, bunted out in front of the plate, picked up by the catcher Flores, and he throws to first for the out. Or excuse me, the catcher Perry. So Skull trying to bunt for a hit there. And one pitch, one out. Here comes Vargas. Tomorrow, game five of this six-game series. Game will start at 6:35. Riley Bauman expected to go for IE. First pitch here to Vargas, a strike 0-1. Next pitch, outside 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, here it comes. Down and away, 2-1. Cam Tuller throwing in the Inland Empire bullpen. As this pitch swung on, grounded to the left side, third baseman to his left, Perez field spins and throws in time to get Vargas. Two up, two down in the bottom of the eighth. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for IE. Two runs, four hits, one error for Fresno. Juan Flores, 1-for-3 at the plate, takes the first pitch for strike one. Herrera, the lefty, 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, 0-2. Fresno in the top of the ninth, down by at least one. We'll have Andrews, Hobson, Snyder, 8-9-1. 0-2 pitch, Herrera deals. Low ball one. And it's looking like they'll face Tuller. Tuller will be looking for his first save of the season. 1-2. Swung on and missed. Down goes Flores. Sixers go 1-2-3. And we head to the top of the ninth inning, i.e., three outs away from the win. Up by a run, they lead Fresno 3-2.
Did you know every 2 seconds someone needs a blood transfusion? When you give blood at LifeStream Blood Bank, your donation goes to local patients at your area hospital. Donors now earn points with every donation to redeem for gift cards and exclusive items in LifeStream's new donor store. Find your nearest LifeStream location by visiting lstream.org or calling 800-TRY-GIVING. Will you save a life today? Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sixty Sixers baseball is proud to partner with the city of San Bernardino to become a member of the San Bernardino team. Check out the career page at sbcity.org/jobs. All right, top of the ninth, and it is Christian Young who stays out there. Cam Toler not coming in just yet. 3-2 Inland Empire. E.J. Andrews Jr. standing in at the plate. 66ers three outs away from their fourth straight win. The first pitch swung on and missed by Andrews. Nothing and one. Young has pitched two innings in relief. Struck out one. He got a huge double play in the seventh. 0-1. Breaking ball pulled to third. Backhanded by Garcia. Long throw to first. Low, but dug out by Vargas. There's one away. And Caleb Hobson coming up. Hobson, an RBI triple his last time. Jake Snyder on deck. Now, how about the 66ers? Came into this series 4-16 and a chance to win their fourth in a row. And they would clinch a series win. Hobson waits, first pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul. Right side, Vargas chasing towards the bullpen, and it drops on the bullpen mound. 0-1. And this Fresno team has been good this year, too. Although they had been struggling coming into the series, they lost their last four. In the series against San Jose, 0-1. And the pitch swung on and missed 0-2. And I want to correct myself. I mentioned about the winner on Tuesday. Actually, Inland Empire lost Tuesday on the final day of April. But they played a doubleheader on May 1st, and the Sixers won both games. So it's that doubleheader plus yesterday. Those are the three wins in a row. Here's the 0-2. High, 1-2. Trying to make it four in a row. A lot of games against Fresno this week. Seven of them. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. High ball two, 2-2. Sixers three, Grizzlies two. Top of the ninth, one out, nobody on. Here's the wind and the 2-2 from Young. Swinging a grounder to short. Fielded on an easy hop by Plasencia. Throw to first just in time. Hobson hustling the whole way. And Plasencia able to get him. And the Sixers one out away from a win on this Friday night. Two out, nobody on. Snyder has not been retired tonight. He's at the plate, first pitch to him. And he takes a high strike, 0-1. Snyder hit by a pitch in the first, walked in the fourth, walked in the fifth, singled home a run in the seventh. 0-1 the count. Young kicks, deals, outside, 1-1.
Young looking for a save here. It would be his first of the year. It would be a three-inning save. One ball, one strike. The righty kicks the pitch. On the inside corner for a strike, one and two. Inland Empire a strike away. Fans realizing it, starting to make some noise. A few of them coming to their feet. One and two, two out, nobody on. Young kicks, he throws. And it's just high and inside, two and two. Close to a spot that Gustafson has called a strike all game. We'll have to do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two out. The wind, here it is, the pitch. Curve outside. Young snapping one off there. Haven't seen many of those, and the count's full three and two. 3-2, two out. Sixers a strike away from a win. Here's the payoff. Swing and a line drive to right, base hit, and the Grizzlies stay alive. Jake Snyder on base for a fifth time. Incredible. But it really comes as no surprise when you consider this guy is leading all of professional baseball in on-base percentage. Came into the game with a 562 OBP. He's got a 1,000 OBP tonight. He's the tying run at first, and the batter's Braylon Wimmer, 1-for-4. Young's first pitch. Wimmer fouls it back to the screen. It's nothing and one. Wimmer, 1-for-4, fly to center, fly to right, struck out. He singled in the seventh. That single, by the way, was against Young. He was the first batter that Young faced. Young's 0-1, the pitch. Curve swung on and missed. Beautiful pitch, and he badly fooled Wimmer. And now nothing in two, and again, one strike away from the win. Young, 0-2, ready, set of the chest, and throws to first. Snyder's back in. No balls, two strikes, and two out. Young comes set. Righty, ready, kicks, deals. Up and away, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two out. Andy Perez is on deck. 66ers lead it by a run, 3-2. Young's 1-2. Curve, swing, and a miss for strike three. Christian Young gets the job done. Three-inning save to save the win for Francis Tuxedo. The Sixers have won four in a row as they defeat Fresno tonight, 3-2. And out they come for high fives and handshakes. A win in their debut as the Pachucos de San Bernardino. And the runs came early for Inland Empire, and the pitching got the job done late to hold on for the win. 3-2 the final score. We'll step aside. We'll come back with the San Manuel postgame show next. 3-2 the final score. You're listening to Inland Empire 66ers Baseball.
More than two decades, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has made a difference through generous contributions to nonprofits and government agencies in their surrounding communities, as well as Indian Country. The San Manuel Charitable Giving Program supports education, self-determination for all, and community development, with a focus on creating opportunities for Native nations across the country. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is working to build a better tomorrow for generations to come. Learn more at sanmanuelcares.org.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already.
Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Right here, right now. Toyota Redlands, Toyota Redlands.
Hi, if you're shopping for a new or pre-owned Toyota, we always have the area's lowest prices, easiest financing, biggest trade-in values, and the best selection with friendly, personalized red carpet service before and after your purchase.
Before you lease or buy anywhere, visit us right here at Toyota Redlands or online at ToyotaRedlands.com today and save.
At Toyota Redlands, Toyota Redlands now.
And welcome back, everybody, to San Manuel Stadium, and welcome into the San Manuel postgame show. Jason Schwartz in for Steve Wendt tonight. Pleasure to have you all with us on this Friday. Inland Empire, the winners, 3-2, the final score. Their fourth win in a row. Let's give you the final total. 66ers now 8-16 on the season. Their fourth consecutive win. Three runs, seven hits, no errors, five left on base. Fresno drops to 13-11, two runs, five hits, one error. They left nine on base. Tuxedo, the winning pitcher, now 1-1. Mahoney takes the loss, dropping to 2-3. And Christian Young with the three-inning save, his first of the season. Time of the game, 2 hours and 24 minutes. And the announced attendance tonight at San Manuel, 3,105. Well, to walk you through what happened tonight, it was Inland Empire that got on the board first in the bottom of the first. Imanol Vargas doubling home Christian Garcia, who had gotten on base to start off the inning with a hit. That made it 1-0. Sixers would add two runs in the bottom of the third inning, a leadoff walk to Joe Redfield, and then Anthony Skull would triple him home. Jack Mahoney then balked to bring home Skull. That made it 3-0 Sixers, and that was enough offense, it would prove to be at least. Francis Tuxedo pitched very well for Inland Empire, going 5-plus. He gave up just one hit. That first hit for Fresno didn't come until the sixth inning. Tuxedo, one hit, no runs. He struck out eight. He did walk six. And then it was Guarnarde who came in. He pitched one inning in the books, although he did pitch in multiple frames. He had to finish off the sixth for Tuxedo, and then he wasn't able to get out in the seventh. But Guarnarde, not so sharp, gave up two runs on two hits over his one inning. And then it was Christian Young. Three innings out of the bullpen, no runs, two hits, two strikeouts, no walks. Mahoney, the starter for Fresno, struck out a season-high nine, gave up three runs on seven hits over six and a third, walked one, a quality start for him. But he does suffer his third loss of the season. Grizzlies runs both came in the top of the seventh inning. E.J. Andrews walked, and Caleb Hobson tripled him home. Jake Snyder followed with an RBI hit that made it 3-2. But the real story for Fresno offensively were missed opportunities. They had two on in the fourth with one out, didn't score anybody. They had the bases loaded in the fifth, didn't score. And then in the sixth, a double and a walk to start the inning and came up empty there too. In the seventh, they scored two runs. They had two on with nobody out. And then the infield fly and a double play. So I mentioned it earlier, the 66ers, they were walking the high wire. And they got across safely, just safely. They wobbled a couple times, but they did get across. And for Fresno, just so many missed opportunities in this game. They were 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position. And that's how this one unfolded, the 3-2 win for Inland Empire. So that's what happened tonight. Tomorrow, this series continues, game five of the six-game set. And the first pitch tomorrow, 6:35. 6:35 is the first pitch tomorrow. It'll be Riley Bauman for Inland Empire, 1-2 with a 6.23 ERA. Isaiah Coupe, 2-1 with a 6.19 ERA for Fresno. 6:35 first pitch. It won't be me on the call. It won't be the voice of the Sixers, Steve Wendt. It'll be Dominic Lorenz, and then Steve will be back for the game on Sunday. So that's what's coming up tomorrow. Let's give you the final totals one final time before we step aside. They are about to set off the fireworks here. Inland Empire, 8-16 after winning their fourth in a row. Three runs, seven hits, no errors. They left five on base. Fresno now 13-11, two runs, five hits, one error. They left nine. The winning pitcher, Tuxedo, 1-1. Mahoney the loss, 2-3. Christian Young, his first save. Time of the game, 2:24. Attendance, 3,105. All right, that'll do it for us tonight from San Manuel Stadium. For Steve Wendt and everybody with the Inland Empire 66ers, I'm Jason Schwartz filling in tonight. So happy to be here. So happy to have you with us. Again, the final, Inland Empire 3, Fresno 2. Thanks for joining us. Dominic will talk to you tomorrow night. Steve back on Sunday. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to tonight's game. And remember, your Inland Empire 66ers information at 66ers.com. We'll see you next time with more Inland Empire baseball heard worldwide at 66ers.com.